Greetings, dear sacred journeyer. This is Marguerite Rigoglioso from Seven Sisters Mystery School, and I wanted to offer some oracle thoughts at this time, having just completed the beautiful soul relief and renewal weekend with Dawn Del Vecchio. We had a quite beautiful and powerful intensive to help people clear and really get to a new energetic, even psychic level with their abilities that is still available for registration between now and Friday, November 10th, 2023 at midnight Eastern, if you would like to partake. But meanwhile, I will offer some thoughts here that are coming through in service to you. These are very intense times right now, and they require a lot of breathing as the basic building block of moving through things with as much grace and mindfulness as possible. It's really breathing and coming to center in the face of anything that occurs in your space, in your life, is presented to you on the airwaves. That is the critical component right now. Because coming into that moment of breath and pause is what allows you to take mastery and sovereignty over your mind and your being. And be at choice rather than the effect of what is presenting into your space, into your sphere, into your world. So the breath, the pause, the moment of awareness is very, very important. And this allows you to pivot from the reactivity into, how do I wish to be a creator, a co-creator around this situation, this emotion that's being stirred in me, these thoughts that are being stimulated? What has become apparent through the weekend process that we experienced and the most recent oracle that Dawn and I gave together to people on the final call is the illusory nature of what is seeming to be going on at its most extreme. It is really about the illusory nature of all seeming reality itself, which is a more challenging thing to grasp and even can be seen as irritating when there are things that we actually practically need to handle. We cannot just lie down in the opium den and let it all wash over us. We must take steps sometimes. We must continue on with the basics of bodily care, taking care of three-dimensional needs, life needs, and so forth. But the more we can breathe and pause at any given moment when something disturbing, upsetting comes into our space, the more we are moving into, just in a simple way, mastery over any situation. And of course, this is really very simple. It's at the root of essentially all spiritual teachings, if you will. And yet how much I need this reminder at this time. And I feel that this is one of the best, most helpful things I can be reminding you of, myself of, at this time. So much in the way of upset is being strummed within our personal space, in our emotional body, in our thoughts, based on memories, experiences that we've had in the past, upsetting events, we might call them traumas. And so when other things happen around us, we can go back into those spaces. We can also be caught unawares at vulnerable moments, such as during the night, in dream time, or in the middle of the night when we wake up and our emotional body is crying or screaming or really on red alert, in some kind of panic, some kind of fear, that sort of thing. What we can do is call on the breath and call on the masters to help us at those times, cultivating an inner relationship with someone who resonates for you, be it someone from the Holy Family, be it a goddess god, some other kind of master, to help yourself through these moments. And then getting to safer ground of the morning time, where you can then go into your more conscious meditation. This is what has been helping me, just moving through the night fears, the night terrors. You know, this may or may not be an experience that you have, but if it is, you're waking up with those panicked thoughts, those worried thoughts, hour after hour, just hold yourself, hold your inner child, call upon the forces of love that are here for us, around us, the angelic forces, what have you. Get yourself to the shore of awakening, and then you can go into your meditation and see things from a new, calmer, clearer, grounded way. Even if you are awake for long periods of time, if you even lie in bed for the requisite number of hours, the 6, 7, 8, you will feel far more refreshed, even completely refreshed, than you would expect. That said, sometimes waking up in the middle of the night, it can be helpful to go down to your meditation cushion, your couch, wherever you are, light a candle. Ask for these forces of assistance to come, to be with you, to help you ride through this threshold of fear, this threshold of grief, whatever the negative emotion is, and just calm yourself as best you can, because we are like boats on a roiling ocean right now at times. Some of us are feeling this. If you're not, great. And some of us may be feeling this more at other times than others. Whatever the case may be, just hoping that this reminder is helpful to you, that you're not alone, that so many of us are feeling these panics, these uncomfortable spells, these periods of dread, these periods of inexplicable sadness, the loneliness, whatever. We're moving through, we're purging, we're purifying, and it just helps to have that life buoy of your inner masters, your helpful guides, to hold on to and just make it to a new place where you are going to be able to look at this situation and explore it with more mindfulness and with more resourcefulness. This is also why it's very, very important now to eat well, to sleep well, to get some level of exercise to move the chi within you, and to also be in nature, connecting with the ground, connecting with the trees, connecting with sky, no matter what temperature it is, dressing appropriately and going out and breathing the air. it is very important to stay connected to organic Gaia right now. Come out of the computers and the devices periodically or as much as you can. Have some balance in the organic world. Very, very important for you right now. You already know this. I know this. And yet, we can never hear these messages enough. Because when we get into that difficult place, it's like everything seems to go out the window. All of our practices, all of our progress that we've made, and yet it's just temporary. And we can get through it to the next stone in the river, right? And speaking of stones, it's good to have a touch stone that you can hold, something in your pocket, your purse, or something you can hang around your neck, even if it's a pendant, a gem, what have you, that you imbue it with these healing energies and with the energies of your helpful masters. And when you touch it, it puts you in contact, in communication with that energy again to help get you through any spells of difficulty. The illusions can feel very strong and very real right now, and there might be illusions that get amplified as we go forward into the months and the year into the next year. And that is just part of the rocky nature of what we're going through as we are birthing into a new consciousness right now. It is like being on very turbulent sea in a small boat without oars, which is the meaning of that image we've been given of the Marys coming over to France, right? The rudderless, oarless boat. That is a symbol, a sign, a memory to us that we can stay steady even in the turbulent sea, and we can call upon these Marys, Mother Mary, Magdalene, Mother Mary's sister, her half-sister, so to speak, Mary Paragita or Mary Salome. We can call upon Yeshua. These are just some of the masters. Again, maybe you have others of your choice, but they are here to help humanity at this time, to get through it, and to keep connecting back in with our higher master self. Sometimes we feel like children that just need that mother, that father, but we are all coming back into our own mastery, our own divinity, and what we're experiencing right now are just some of the growing pains. The subtle beings of the natural world are also here to help us, what have been called the she, the fae, the fairies. It is time to connect with them. If you are in a place in a climate where there is a lot of green and flowering around you, wonderful. It's easier to do that from those places. For those who move into more of a wintertime experience, you have to access that light from within. But as we know, those cycles come and go, and the rebirth will come after the dormancy and the sleep of the winter. So just keep the faith. If you are feeling very well-resourced right now, very abundant, very lucky, you're in a positive stage, that's wonderful. Consider how you might spread the wealth, spread the love in whatever form you see fit. It might be being a bit extra loving to the clerk in the store or the attendant at the post office. It may be reaching out with some physical gifting or financial gifting or offers of assistance to others. That is a really wonderful way to feel that you're circulating your wealth in whatever form. The indigenous peoples have always had potlatches, in things where their abundance, in whatever form, be it physical, material objects, or what have you, are returned and circulated so that nothing is ever stuck, because it's just as detrimental to keep your energy hoarded and stuck as it is to feel a sense of lack or pinch right now. So consider this, if you are in a good place, where and how can you be generous? It will come back to you tenfold, and it will continue to generate the virtuous spiral within your life. So these are just some aspects, reminders, tools, and resources for you to be in a state of better well-being at this time. And again, if you would like to go deeper or broader, I encourage you to sign up in the final days for the Soul Relief and Renewal Weekend so that you can get further empowerments that really are at deeper interdimensional levels. And also, I very much welcome you to consider a one-on-one reading with me. As you've seen in our newsletter, I am offering you as a complimentary gift with a session with me the holiday webinar, Putting the Sacred Back in Your Holidays. It's a beautiful vignette of a course to inspire you into the mystery teachings and the practicalities of moving through the holidays with greater grace, ease, wisdom, and joy, and even going deeper as a spirit being, maybe even being a leader at this time. You can enjoy that with the promo code SUPPORT50, all caps, SUPPORT50, at the shopping cart, and the link is below. So, Blessed One, I hope that this has helped you, uplifted you, reminded you of the power that you already are. Many blessings, and I hope to see you in coming days and weeks. Bye for now.